Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, yesterday I was talking about, you know, the leaded water that permeates this nation, and the fact that, you know, people are drinking leaded water. Children are drinking water laced with lead in urban centers across the nation, and it has been that way for a long time. And now we see that Wisconsin is suing 18 corporations, manufacturers for widespread contaminations, companies that knew that the things that they were manufacturing and dumping, you know, into the water supplies were damaging the human beings. They didn't care. Their bottom line has always been the same. We don't care about any of the people. We care about our bottom line. And it's so disheartening because even though these 18 companies are being sued now by the governor and there'll be some restitution, there'll be some cleanup, and these companies will clean up the damage that they've done to the best of their abilities, and however many, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars is going to take, the companies will cough it up. But the average citizen who's been aggrieved by that won't get a dime. The average citizen is the person who's been poisoned. Well, you know, well, the water, you can't say that. Well, the average citizen is drinking that water that's been poisoned. And yet, there's no recourse for the average citizen who's been poisoned. If the water that they're drinking has been poisoned, and then the state can recoup because of the damage that is done to the land mass of the state, what about the people? You know, I will never, ever understand a system like, well, I do understand it, but a system like the one we live in that we tout as the greatest. Here these manufacturers poison the water that people have been drinking and people have been dying, and the people get nothing. Man, Wisconsin has filed a lawsuit against 18 companies over the manufacturing and marketing of toxic forever chemicals. And just think about that. The title of it is forever chemicals, meaning they're going to be there forever. The damage that they've wrought will be there for generations. And they knew when they were dumping that what was going to happen. So as a young guy living in Milwaukee, the machine shop of the world, the Milwaukee River was one of the, you could strike a match in the 70s, and the Milwaukee River would go up in flames because of all of the stuff that was dumped into the river. You know, here it is, what, 50 years later, and the river has been cleaned up to the best of the ability. But corporations had to pay for the damage they've done. So here we are again. The natural resources that are limited, once again, have been poisoned by major corporations. It's not like the major corporations voluntarily said, hey, we did this damage, and so we want you to know, and we're going to fess up, and we're going, no, they're going kicking and screaming about how they didn't know. Whether or not you knew is not the issue. Look, if I leave here, or when I leave here today, and get in my vehicle, and heaven forbid, wind up running into somebody, there's a reason I have insurance, and I run into that person, and I say, oh, I didn't mean to do it, it still holds me liable, whether I meant to do it or not, because I've damaged somebody. Well, shouldn't that be the same thing for corporations? Why should that be any different? But yet in this instance, even if and when the law firms come in after the government takes these corporations to the woodshed, when the lawyers come in to address the hurt and harm that has happened to individuals and their families, what will happen there is they'll clearly talk about class action. And class action generally winds up in the benefit of the attorneys and not the people. Every Wisconsinite should be able to trust, this is Governor Evers, every Wisconsinite should be able to trust the water that comes out of their tap, Governor Tony Evers said at a live stream press conference on Wednesday morning. But unfortunately, we know that for so many across our state, including folks right here on the French Island, this isn't always the case, Evers said. Evers was speaking in a town hall of La Crosse on French Island, a Mississippi River island that has long experienced such contamination, according to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. These cancer-linked compounds, also known as perfluoroalkyl